Hello, Linda McDonald here with another NSH podcast. Today we're talking to Philip Seifert, and he was one of our poster presenters for this year. So Philip, first tell me what poster you submitted this year and why you selected that topic.
Yes, hi, this is Philip Seifert, and my poster was P06 on the novel use of pipette-based capsules for various resins, both electron microscopy and for histology applications.
Cool. That's a nice, unique one. Not many people are doing EM these days. So when you look at your poster, what's the first thing you want people to notice about your poster?
Well, hopefully the title is legible and they read it. But also I had structured my poster so right in the center was was a photographic panel of the MPrep capsules and the electronic pipette that I used, so that really that was the central focus. And then below that, the results from
the various stains. So when you were doing your research for this poster, what are some of the surprises, good or bad, that you ran into while you were doing it?
Well, the surprises was, you know, I was surprised just how it... the whole pilot testing worked, and it was relatively easy to modify, to optimize, based upon the previously published protocol schedules from the company and from other publications.
Okay. So was there anything that you were scratching your head about? Was it like, oh, wow, what happened there, or why did that do that?
Yes. For the initial tests, which we ran using just a non-electronic pipette tip, we ran into infiltration problems and bubbling within the resins, but not too many.
Okay, good. That's good to know. So next year when you present another poster, what will your follow-up poster be?
I do not know. I think that I could continue to, develop the work using this technology, but whether it goes into immuno applications using these capsules, that's just one... potential.
Are they like regular beam capsules?
No, they're actually modified pipette tips.
P200
pipette tips. Stephen Goodman was a presenter this morning, and he did an excellent overview of the system of a clinical reference lab, I believe, that has used the technology in the clinical realm for mainly renal biopsies.
Oh, wow, that's cool. All right, well, we'd like to thank you for talking to us today. And actually, don't go too far. I got a friend around here who does EM, and she was interested in your poster, so I'd like to have you talk with her if I can find her. But again, appreciate it. Hope you're enjoying Baltimore, and thank you so much for presenting a poster.
Yes, thank you.